from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A bunch of killers with good social media, says the president.
I want to be as clear as I can on this. Prejudice and discrimination helps ISIL and undermines our national security.
President Obama about the importance of Americans not feeding into the ISIS narrative regarding a political dialogue that would exclude Syrians from entering the U.S. During a news conference today at the ASEAN summit in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, President Obama said the U.S. and a coalition of dozens of countries intend to defeat the Islamic State, which claimed responsibility for the Paris attacks. He said the news media has a big part to play in that pursuit.
One of the things that has to happen is how we report on this. It has to maintain perspective and not empower in any way these terrorist organizations or elevate them in ways that make it easier for them to recruit or make them stronger.
Facing the imminent threat of terror attacks, Belgian authorities placed Brussels on lockdown today, a second day closing its subway system and warning citizens against public gatherings. The Belgian prime minister warned that several individuals with arms and explosives could launch an attack in one or more places in and around the capital. Authorities say the warning was based on quite precise information. Now, the U.S. State Department says, however, it has no information to confirm reports that Islamic State plans to launch more attacks in France, the United States, and elsewhere on Sunday. Their statement came in response to a question about information posted by the online activist group Anonymous, which said it had uncovered information about imminent plots that also included sites in Italy as well as in Lebanon. This is VOA News. Also at the ASEAN summit, President Obama condemned what he called the appalling terrorist attack at a hotel in Mali that left at least 21 people dead, vowing a relentless pursuit of the killers. Mr. Obama said Friday's attack in Bamako will only stiffen U.S. resolve to combat terrorism. Bangladesh has executed two opposition party leaders. Now, they were convicted of war crimes committed during Bangladesh's 1971 War of Independence. The executions took place hours after family members met with the two men. And Bangladesh's home minister announced their request for presidential clemency had been turned down. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations signed a landmark agreement today. The so-called Kuala Lumpur Declaration creates an ASEAN economic community. Steve Herman has more from Malaysia.
At the signing ceremony, the ASEAN summit's host, Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak, hailed the establishment of the ASEAN community as a landmark achievement being realized more than a dozen years after it was first proposed.
Our ASEAN way has guided us and will continue to be our compass as we seek to realize a politically cohesive, economically integrated, socially responsible, and a truly people-oriented, people-centered, and rules-based ASEAN.
Many tariff barriers have already been eliminated among ASEAN states, although many politically sensitive sectors remain protected, such as agriculture, auto production, and steel. Steve Herman, VOA News, Kuala Lumpur.
The pact was signed by the leaders of the bloc's 10 member states. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels to the Middle East today to begin a trip that will focus on Israeli-Palestinian violence, the Islamic State group, and the conflict in Syria. Mr. Kerry plans to stop in Israel, the West Bank, and the United Arab Emirates, which is part of the International Syria Support Group that met in Vienna this month to discuss a political solution to the Syrian crisis. Secretary Kerry says a focal point for the group now is finding ways to unite Syria's diverse opposition. Groups.
We are now at a stage where the opposition is coming together to choose those people who will negotiate for it.
Mr. Kerry last visited Israel more than a year ago. Russia says the Crimean Peninsula has been plunged into darkness. Now, that's following reports of explosions at four main power lines supplying electricity from Ukraine to the disputed territory. It was not immediately clear early today whether the blast occurred in Ukrainian territory or in Crimea, which Russia annexed last year despite international outrage. And former South Korean President Kim Il-sung, who in the 1990s formally ended decades of military rule in his homeland, died earlier today. He was 87 years old. This is Joe Palca reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.